You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Same stuff happens with the Giants. A game, honestly, I'd be lying to you if I said I had a hard time getting into that game. I'm not blaming Jameis for the final play. It's Jalen Hyatt. How did he get here? We all know the story. The defense, same thing. Kafka doesn't make a difference. There was some good from Kafka, some bad from Kafka. I think it's actually a good thing what happened yesterday, ultimately, the result. You want a better pick. There's no good in winning. And if you lose out, it should mean definitively that they just get everybody out and have a fresh start, which is exactly what the Giants need.
That's a pretty good way to look at it. It's what are we on that week? Probably year, but specific to this conversation, week, you know, 5-6, where really we come in and we're talking about job security. Giants don't have a lot of talent. I don't know how else to simplify this and just boil it down to the core essence here of what really matters. When you're a general manager, your job is to stock the roster, draft well, you know, be on point in terms of other transactions and give your coaching staff a chance to win. And every week we come in here and, you know, the Giants flush down big leads, which is obviously attributable to the defense, and where the Giants still seem to think that Joe Shane should be safe. I'm with you. I really think, like, the more that this goes on, and, you know, it's tough for the guy. Like, I thought the offensive line played really hard. Yeah, I thought they fought. I thought the Giants showed some good energy. I thought Kafka at least tried a couple of different things to distinguish himself from Dable. Now, he blew the challenge, whatever, the early challenge. But he's trying.
He's making it his own. It's his opportunity. Yeah. That's great. Good for him.
I respect that. He's trying to shape this in a way that's going to make him stand out. And I still do think that he's very highly or at least fairly highly regarded around the NFL, and I think inside the Giants building. But it's not about Kafka. It is about the bigger issue. It's the general manager who hasn't provided either coach enough talent to win.
Well, think about it, BT. The Giants keep losing. Because let's just get to the facts of the situation, because there's a lot of different opinions, whether it's yours, mine, the listeners, Boomer and Gio, whoever, you know, Tiki, Evan, McPherson, McMahon, everybody on the station, people on social media, Giant fans everywhere, Bobby Skinner, all the people that work for the Giants, everybody's got different opinions on what needs to be done, on why things have gone wrong. So the facts are the Giants haven't won. Nobody can dispute that. And it's not just 1 year. It's been 3 straight years. And if you take out the one aberration of a year under Dable's first year, it's been losing for a long time. So nobody's going to dispute that. So now we get to, okay, well, why have they been losing? And as it pertains to the last 3 years, they made the choice that it was on Brian Dable. Certainly this year, right? Okay, well, they blow all these leads, blah, 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 blah. Has to be the head coach. Fire Dable. Have no issue with that, because when you lose that much, it's got to be somebody's fault. They chose Brian Dable. Dable's not here. They still lose in similar fashion. So you tell me, do we think this was, oh, well, we saw enough from Kafka and Joe Shane's roster. They made Dable, not a scapegoat, they made him pay for doing a poor job in 3 years. If they continue to lose the same way, then it means it wasn't just Brian Dable. Then it means it was the players. It's either coaching or players. Sometimes it's both. If you get rid of the coach, now you've already said, okay, well, we believe it was the coach. Now, if it's the players, then who's that on? That's why I think it's best that they continue to lose here, because how could anybody dispute if the head coach is fired and they continue to lose that it's not on Joe Shane, the guy who they said as recently as a year ago that the roster was great, the draft was great, and as recently as last week talking about how he built a good young core and he's going to lead the search for a head coach.
I don't know how anybody has faith in Joe Shane at this point. I really don't. I don't understand it. You know, it's funny. You start talking about how, and you name everybody really at the station, all the people at the station, people think this and different opinions. I think we all kind of share the same opinion, and that is a broad brush to paint. So, you know, if I'm missing somebody's opinion, it's certainly not out of disrespect. It's just I'm not sure. But I just can't imagine that anybody that is on the air regularly here at the station thinks that Joe Shane should be back. And you know, to your point, and certainly I believe this as well, you know, you want to bleed out a little bit here. That's a term that I used for the Yankees years ago. You know, if they win two or three games, and the crazy thing is they still got some winnable games at the back end of the schedule, something you and I have talked about here. So you're going to get Jackson Dart back. The running game looks like it's actually going to be okay. The tight ends have played pretty decent. Isaiah Hodgins, he's back, and he made a little impact here. I don't know, maybe the defense actually wins a game and gets a stop. It is not beyond the realm of distinct, and this is the scary part, distinct possibility. Like, this isn't a Hail Mary. There is a good chance that they finish the season strong, and he's back. And he's back.
Well, that would be a problem.
It would be a massive problem, but I don't think it would be a massive surprise, which is the biggest issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to know. Who do you think is the biggest Joe Shane supporter in town? It's got to be Mr. Marin, no?
I would have to think at this point. He's one of them.
I mean, maybe there are a few out there, people in the media who I'd love to know their counter to our argument that Joe Shane is just simply, there's nothing personal about Joe Shane. He simply has not done anywhere near good enough a job to warrant being, to warrant sticking around and being allowed to lead the search for the next head coach. We are trying to prevent the Giants losing continuing beyond this year. That's my main goal. What would I do to make sure that this team gets back on the right track? And I don't know how anybody could push back on the idea that it's best to clean house and start over with new blood, with a new head coach and a new general manager. We already know new head coach. Well, we assume that's not going to be Kafka, at least at this point. Well, I don't see the counter to that. How can you fight for Joe Shane? Well, he drafted well. Well, he's got this right. He did?
Where?
Well, why do they keep losing? That does not compute to me. So the more that this goes on, and whether Jackson Dart comes back or not, and there's, you know, other layers to get into, the Dart stuff, which is taking on, it's starting to snowball out of control here. Him and his running and all that stuff from the national reporters. The list of possible candidates that we got from Jay Glazer.
Had a big report yesterday.
We can get into all that.
Yeah, we will.
But the bottom line is, this team continues to lose, and there's no defense for what has been, at least, to put it mildly, an undermanned, under-talented roster.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they've had an absence of talent for years. I want to go back to something you said, though, about how, you know, you want to avoid them losing again next year, which obviously that matters. That's the bottom line basis for evaluation. Did you win or did you lose? So I co-signed, but I think even more important than that is I want to avoid a situation where you've got a lack of harmony in the front office, like a guy who's going to be dead man walking, hiring the next coach. And it's just not the synergy. See, there's multiple things at play. Do the Giants have enough talent? Clearly, the answer is no. Do the Giants seem as if they might get it wrong again by allowing somebody who's hanging by a thread to make a very critical decision, and then if things don't go well next year, the GM gets whacked and the coach stays. And now it's just this cycle of sloppiness that, you know, you...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just rip the, guys, please rip the Band-Aid off. Please just go into the offseason and go through the evaluations. I know it's a lot of work. We've talked about Mr. Mara. That is a respectful consideration that we are incredibly aware of, and we know, trust me, we know that.
It's a whole different
It is a different thing. We just throw that out to be respectful and to understand, you know, the depth of it. It's not as simple as, hey, you're fired. There's a lot that goes into it. All new scouts. It's a lot of work. So we do get that. That's why we said that out of respect. But listen, the business of winning football is goal number one. Joe Shane has not won enough. Matter of fact, the only time he won was with somebody else's roster. So
Brian Daboll did the great job that year,
which we pointed out many times. To me, there is really just nothing else to interpret. I'm exhausted doing this.
I know, but the Giants need to realize. See, this was predictable though. Going back to a year ago, they made the bet that they wanted to double down or triple down or whatever, quadruple down going into the fourth year on Shane and Daboll. Okay, well, let's see them with their own quarterback. And we got to see it. And now, no matter what, it's going to be convoluted here because you have the head coach out, the quarterback's not going anywhere, and the GM is a lame duck at best right now. He's either going to be back getting to choose another head coach, which to me would be disastrous. And in best case scenario, everybody's out, but you still have a quarterback in place that was not picked by this regime. So now you could say that that's not a big deal. And sure, of the three things or whatever issues you may have, keeping the head coach, having a new GM, keeping the GM, having a new head coach, getting them both out, I'd rather have at least the quarterback in place and have a new regime come in and work with him. But still, it's not on the right timeline no matter what now because of the way that they let this regime get another pick and select their guy. So no matter what, it's not, to me, set up for true success, but at the bare minimum, they need to realize that they have to make a change from Joe Shane on down, and the way to expedite that would be to continue to lose
it. Now, amazingly, I still think the job is very desirable, and, you know, I get it. It's maybe not optimal. It's not conventional. I think most, I mean, I'm not going to say every, but I would think that most qualified candidates at this point look at the Giants and, all right, listen, they're able to do something that the previous coaches were not able to do, and they have their quarterback. So I think the Giants offseason, when you look at the list of whether it's the Titans and some other expected openings, maybe the Browns, when Stefanski gets relieved, and he might, I think the Giants will be at the top of the list. But now think about this. In terms of appeal, but what head coach, and I don't mean a coordinator who's just elevated for the first time, what established head coach, which is what I think most of us kind of think the Giants need. At some point, you hire somebody who's actually done the job and has won before. What guy, whether it's McCarthy or whomever, is going to sign up to work with a lame duck GM? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, that's why you see the list that was there. We'll get to that when we come back. We got to get some calls in here, too. The Jackson Dart element, but another lost Sunday for the New York football Giants. No one's shocked by it.
No.
I mean, but still, the way that it played out the same, it was actually surprising that they were in the game as long as they did. Good for Jameis. I mean, the Giants did some good things running the football. Like you said, Kafka, some good, some bad. And he's learning as well. It's his first opportunity. So I like that he tried to instill some discipline, whether it's with that dual Carter.
Love that.
Going
Love
over
that.
The, you know, the challenge flag early on, all right, taking a chance. It was a mistake, and then not challenging the other play.
Yep.
So there were some issues there, but that's what you expect from a guy who's learning on the job here. To me, the better off the Giants are, or the more they lose, the better off the Giants are. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Gary starts us off in Orlando. What's up, Gare?
Morning, guys.
What's up, Gare? How you doing, bud?
I agree with you 100%. During the game yesterday, I was rooting for them like hell to win that game. I thought they played better than they have most of the year. I thought Kafka coached better than they've been coached most of the year. They just don't have talent on defense to stop anybody. So I want them to win while the game's on. But when the games are over, I realize it's probably in my best interest as a Giant fan since Yankee Stadium for them to lose them all to make Joe Shane go away because he's horrible at his job. But I have a weird question for you, Sal, and I don't mean this in any kind of disrespect. why do you call John Mara Mr. Mara? You don't call Woody Johnson Mr. Johnson or Hal Steinbrenner Mr. Steinbrenner.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I don't call Hal that, and I don't call King Cohen that either. Yeah, I mean, I feel a different.
I'm not picking on you.
No, I know. I feel a different level, and thank you for the call, Gary. He's been here a very long time. He's had success. Maybe the way he carries himself.
Mm-hmm.
I understand there are significant health issues here. It's just a way to me of showing true respect that I have for him, whereas maybe I don't have that for Woody Johnson. And also, he's been referred to Mr. Mara before by people, so maybe I just got that from somewhere. I don't know. Fair question. I wouldn't read too much into it, other than I'm just trying to show him respect in a very difficult situation.
Well said. I do the same thing. Now, have I always done it? I don't know. I'd have to really go back and think of that or find some old giant conversations. I'm not sure. I think a lot of it is, or at least part of it is derived from the fact that the Mara name has been a name that, you know, that I have heard from the moment I entered the world. I mean, you just knew Mara, like Mara.
I'm pretty sure Mike used to refer to Wellington as Mr. Mara. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe I start, so it's somewhere in my mind I got the Mr. Mara thing, and that's it. But yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming from a good place, and it's a fair question because we don't do it for the other ones, but again, it's all rooted in good and respect.
And especially now. Yep. With the health situation. That's it. Now, as for the other stuff, yeah, I mean, I'd love for somebody to tell me that Joe Shane has done well, including Mr. Mara. I don't think he can anymore.
Well, I can make one bold statement. Yeah. You're never going to hear me say Mr. Johnson. That is for damn freaking sure. That's never happening.
BT, you know what? I actually did it with John Ledecky. I was calling him Mr. Ledecky when we were out the first time. Gio took me there to the Islander Suite. I was calling him Mr. Ledecky. He's come on, call me John.
I think I did the same thing, but yeah, that's just okay. The way I was raised. You meet somebody, you know, a little bit older, a position of authority. How are you, Mr. Ledecky?
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And I also, the way that they carry themselves, Woody, to me, seems more like one of the boys. Like, if you met him and were, hey, Mr. Johnson, he'd be like, call me Woody. Like, that, which is a credit to Woody. Mr. Ledecky, same thing. He said, with Mr. Mara, I don't know, there just feels like a different aura and authority. That's why. But I wouldn't read too much into it. And who cares, really? It's about the win-loss record. Dom is calling from New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
Dom, what's going on, buddy? How are you? Nope.
Okay. Robin is calling from Westchester. What's up, Robin?
You?
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to make a point. I've been hearing a lot about the Giants being under-talented. And I think he made a good point on the post-game show yesterday via an interview with Javon Holland, where he kind of intimated, in terms of answering questions about the problems the team's having, well, it's above my pay grade. You need to talk to management, more or less. And I think part of this could be the fact that they're not bringing out, I think he pointed this out, that Holland is not around the ball enough. Like, he was acquired because of his skills, disruptor, et cetera, and he's been practically invisible when he's been on the field, just as one example. So we have a lot of talent, it seems like, on paper. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are around, well, maybe it truly is a focus on the coaching staff, which I know has gotten a lot of attention.
Well, I think the coaches stink. I think Bone should be gone. So let's just address that there, Robin. And I think that the talent for the Giants is grossly overstated.
Right.
Now, I'll also say this. There is such a thing where talent's not necessarily compatible. You know, you can have, and I'm not even talking about the Giants here, but I could be, because they do have four or five very interesting, highly drafted, well-paid players on defense where they use very, high draft picks and Burns in the case with the trade with the Panthers, where maybe if they were with different players and utilized differently, maybe it's a little bit of a combination of both. But you see, the Giants go from some high-level players to some awful players. And when you have that, what do smart offensive coordinators and good quarterbacks do? They target the awful players. They go away from the good ones and they just hammer the bad ones.
I think to say the Giants have a lot of talent is incorrect. To say they have some talent is accurate. And that's why, at best, they should be, I don't know, I don't want to say a 500 team, but somewhere around then. So you could say both things are true. The head coach didn't do a good enough job to get this team to maximize their potential and talent, and the general manager didn't bring in enough talent. I mean, what are we talking about? Let's say everybody's healthy. How many wins do you think the Giants should have if they were coached to the highest of levels? Their talent is what? nine wins, eight wins?
Yeah, they could have beaten the Commanders, maybe could have beaten Dallas, okay, obviously, and probably should have beaten Dallas.
And is that good enough in year four?
No.
Especially when you factor in that nothing goes perfectly anywhere really in life, but especially in the NFL, you're going to have injuries all over the place, so you need to draft and develop depth, which they have not done, so they have some talent. I mean, I'd hope.
I think the Titans have some talent.
Exactly. Now, the Giants have more talent than the Titans.
Yeah.
And that's it's a good example. They should be better, and they're right there with the Titans, unfortunately.
And negative 63-point differential.
They
awful.
Should be better than the Titans, but how much better?
Mm-hmm.
Not with you on that. Not enough to say that Joe Shane has done a good job by any stretch.
The head coach didn't do a good job. He got fired. The defensive coordinator, for some maddening reason, still has a job. He should be fired. The general manager hasn't gotten enough quality players, so he has not done his job. And the players who are actually making a few bucks and are supposed to be outside of Burns, who was completely exonerated, and the O-line did play well yesterday, and that's good to see. They played with some toughness. But the players who are supposed to be leading the way, not getting the job done. So it's really, if you think about this from A to Z, in a lot of ways, guys, it's a colossal fail organizationally.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.